before I suppose we develop a theme about stepping up, let's just be minded of the backdrop against which we are operating at the moment, because I think it is significant and it is important when we discuss this, other than my backdrop here, yeah.
Your backdrop is on your critical eyes.
So the sort of economic backdrop is a very different one. So okay. We obviously had the first pandemic in 100 years. We have had the first invasion in Europe in 75 years taking place. We have inflation that is abounding and increasing, and probably hasn't been at this level since 40 years ago. And this therefore signals obviously a change in what leadership is required, and what is required of a leader, I should say. It's an inflection point. And therefore, it's arguably the place at which there's new waves of innovation and leadership are required. What's your observations on against that backdrop? What leaders need to do at the moment, would you say? Well, if there are perhaps two or three things that are very, very important, what would you say they might be?
I think that's a very difficult one, because, well, for example, we have been engaging in all this discussion in various critical eye events over the last 2 or 3 years. And if we were talking about this 3 years ago, no one can forecast about all these things, is it? No one can. I think the key thing is uncertainties is becoming a norm. Now, so when uncertainties become a norm, my thinking is, if you can identify anything certain within the uncertainty and build up on that, is what I meant. Now, and then you will have a chance and opportunities, no matter what other uncertainties are coming. For example, we talk about, I still remember in the NED forum a few days back, we talked about digitalization. Now, that is a trend. That is something for sure that will linger on for years to come. That won't change. That will be even becoming more and more important as part and parcel of daily life, the post-pandemic norm. So that is something certain despite of uncertainties. Whether you have war, whether you have inflation, pandemics, et cetera, et cetera. Digitalization will go on and on. So I think for any individuals or companies, we need to take that very, very serious. And there are other things, but obviously that is a key trend. So I think being able to identify in your own industry or in your own sector, own countries, the key trend, which is having a lot more certainties within an uncertain environment, that will take you a long way forward.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice way of looking at it. And whether we're looking at supply chain issues, now we know there is a big issue about supply chain at the moment, that might present an opportunity for someone to come up with a solution, whether that is a data solution, who knows, but it is about putting in place a solution, competing with someone who's probably working under the old system and not operating in what might be required going forward. The other obviously challenge that people are going to deal with is capital and not having access to capital. What sort of challenges do you think that brings for organizations? Because inevitably over the last 20 years, well, since 2008, capital has largely been made available and very cheaply. That might have made people a little bit idle in terms of understanding its significance and its importance. So suddenly that's going to change. What does one do as a business leader to respond to that challenge, do you think? Or is it, as you say, that's a certainty and therefore we know how we need to navigate through that?
No, I think capital is obviously the last 20 years or so have been on the relatively on the cheap side of things. Yeah. It's a lot easier. And I think given the interest rate scenario and everything, capital firstly will be more expensive and would be more difficult to get as well. But I'm sure that if you are in the in the right industry, doing the right business model, you will still get access. Because it's not about that, because the people risk appetite are not that good at this time. People still have the money to invest. I was talking just this morning, I was talking to a PE fund in the ABC and PE fund. They're doing both VC and PE in China, and they just finishing off a $7 billion, you know, US dollar fund. And I said, well, despite this, you know, and this kind of environment, how can you still be able to do it? He said, there's still money around, but they are very, very cautious. The risk appetite, as I said, is not that high anymore. Yeah. But they are still looking for, as I said, key trend. For example, I talk about digitalization. We still think technology will keep going, especially in, you know, in areas like AI, in data, in the meta space, they will still be going on. And the other thing is about health. I think because of the pandemic, a lot of people are looking at health tech, a lot of people are looking at healthcare system reform. So these are the things that, so money will still be there. They would be a lot more cautious to put into investment. But if you're in the right industries, if you have the right business model, I'm sure that giving the access of capital is more and more difficult. You will see in a lot of traditional sectors, there'll be a lot of consolidation and things like that. So capital will be a lot more focused and concentrated rather than before. It'd be relatively easier to get access to cheap capital.
Good. Well, it's not so good, but I mean, that what creates opportunity. And so with a consolidated market, then there are people who are going to move in to seize that opportunity. And arguably, given what you said at the outset, it's about identifying something that is certain.